It's the CJ92 Name That Sound Contest. Your next chance to name that sound and win is coming up Monday morning at 7 with Jesse and JD. Rocks. Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
if I go away again, you can have my stereo. I'm indestructible.
JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Jesse, I am the proud new owner of a bicycle for the first time in at least 20 years.
Yeah, a lot of rockaholics are probably scratching their head going, how have you not owned a bike in 20 years, especially being a guy downtown? That seems like a very easy way to get around.
It was standard issue to have a bicycle living in the sticks growing up near Rocky Mountain House. And then I think I just started, I got into radio. Couldn't afford a bike right at the outset. And then you move around so much. It was like, well, a bike is like a thing I don't want to move with me from city to city. Now, it begs the question, what about the last like 15-ish years of your life, JD? And I don't have a great reason, to be honest. I just know it's long overdue, and I've already done a little bit of biking downtown Calgary, and it's already more convenient than having to use your car to navigate downtown. Now, if I want a haircut, I'm bicycling over. If I got a yoga class, I'll be bicycling over. I don't know about groceries yet, but you know that whole expression about, like, it's like riding a bike that people will trot out to try to tell you that something's easy. Mm-hmm. You don't lose a certain muscle memory. That's not true at all. In the three blocks, riding the bike back from the point of transaction, Village Ice Cream, to Castle JD, I just about wiped at least twice.
You know, I've been on bikes because my kids ride bikes. So, you know, just going around with them. But it was like years since I'd ridden a bike when I first got on it a couple of years ago. And you're right. You're like, I know how to do this. I did this for thousands of hours as a kid. Well, wait a second. What's going on?
I want to thank Rockaholic Jeff, by the way. I had mentioned last week on the show that Amy and Carter both have bikes. I did not have a bike, so it was going to be a long summer of trying to keep up on foot or buy my ass a bike. And Jeff had reached out, said, hey, I got a killer bike. I used to bike a ton. I don't bike hardly at all anymore. I'll sell you mine if you want. And the transaction went well. Jeff wasn't a murderer. You never know when you're meeting up with someone online, although I'm more inclined to trust a rockaholic from the text line than I am Facebook Marketplace, and it was not only way less of a runaround than a Marketplace transaction, but the bike seems sweet. Now I just need a helmet and I need a lock. I understand if you don't have a lock for your bike, you're playing a stupid game and you're going to win a stupid prize.
Oh, man. When I got my bike, I was like, I need a heavy-duty lock. And I bought this one. I think the lock was like almost $100. It was like indestructible. No matter what, no one can get in.
Okay.
And they give you like a combo. And you got to get the combo and do it. I locked it up once at home, just like messing around with it. And the combo like rubbed off. And I don't know what it is. I never used it one time. I locked it. Don't know the combo. It's ruined. And I still have it just sitting in my garage.
Not ideal. What's going on with you?
I just got back from Invermere, actually, last night. I did not realize how many Calgarians either have transplanted to Invermere or just like have weekend homes in Invermere. I was surrounded by rockaholics downtown there this weekend, which was so cool. Everywhere I went, there was people, you know, shouting out CJ or whatever it might be. And not only that, like if they didn't say something to me about CJ, just the amount of Calgary Flames hats and apparel and like Hitman hats and roughneck stuff. I was like, oh, they must be here from Calgary. It was cool to see that we've kind of infiltrated that town.
I used to think Invermere was way further away, and then I had a buddy who bought a place out there 5-6 years ago, and we took a rip out, and it was like we were there door-to-door in less than 3 hours, and I thought the exact same thing. It's not only a lot of Calgarians out here. Boy, if a guy had the money, spoiler, I don't. This would be a great place to have a spot because you can get out on the weekend real quick.
Yeah, man. And Invermere, like, it was just such a nice spot and it's so beautiful out there. I wanted to shout out a couple of businesses that I frequent. And also, is our transmitter still out there? Because I had a rockaholic come up to me. He's like, oh, man, sucks we don't get CJ here anymore. Mm. And then we did some Googling here in the studio, and it says our transmitter is still working out in Invermere. So you can let us know that on the text line at 929292. But I wanted to shout out, I did a little bit of traveling. The Station Pub.
I think I've been there.
They had a great Sapporo Black Lager. I don't think that's native to Invermere.
Spoiler, it isn't. No.
But it was sick. Arrowhead Brewing. Apparently, it's getting sold and bought by some dude from Lethbridge. They have great merch, the beer. Lakeside Bike. This is such a cool spot, talking about bikes. A buddy of mine was like, hey, you want a free beer? I'm like, sure. He's like, hey, we're going to walk into Lakeside Bike, just wonder aloud. Ah, I can go for a beer right now. Sure enough, walk in there, go, oh, you should go grab a beer from the back. You want one? They had beer on tap at this like little bike store. Beginnings Restaurant right downtown. Great little spot. Also, I was there last summer, but Grey Wolf Golf, Copper Point Golf, and Uller Bar. All fantastic spots. I loved Invermere this weekend.
When I first started at CJ, this was a childhood dream of mine working at this radio station. We did like a little like media weekend, team building thing, pub crawl. I can't remember what we were doing in Invermere, but we were out there, the whole squad of us. And I was still pretty nervous around Reap. And Arrowhead Brewing was where I decided to profess my love for Reaper. And again, this is less than a year into my CJ tenure. I end up 32 beers deep, the drunkest man in North America. And my brain goes, this is the point. Tell him how awesome he is. Go over there and tell him. And I clearly don't know Reap well enough, because if I felt that way about Reap now, I would never tell him. He wouldn't want to know.
Ever.
Drunk JD stumbles over to Reaper, slurs out the words, I love you, man, and probably about 20 more minutes of why I loved Reaper. And I remember him just looking me in the eye, not reciprocating his love for me at all, and saying, let's get you a water.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. Weekend Shift. CJ 92. We fought him. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift, CJ 92. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. Weekend Shift. CJ 92.
We agree, Korn was a phase, right?
You can always tell the kids that listened to Korn in high school. I just remember, like, the big black baggy jeans, the big black graphic tee that was, you know, not fitting well on that body whatsoever. Hacky sack, usually in one hand, cigarette by the smoke pit in the other hand. You knew that they had Korn on their anti-disc Walkman.
You saw the dreadlocks and you're like, yeah, I know exactly what that person's all about. Amy and I went to the same high school, and I said to her last night, I'm like, you remember the kids who were into Korn? She's like, man, I could still, we could name them, like the exact kids who were into that. So with that in mind, what phase did you go through in high school? We'll give you a few examples.
So I went through the mid-2000s jock phase, which I feel like a lot of kids all across the world were going through. That was a Hollister or Abercrombie t-shirt that was one, maybe two sizes too small. Had to show off those little bicep bumps, the gains, with the, what is it called, the puka shell necklace.
Sure.
On the other side of the t-shirt. White Air Force Ones with not a speck of dirt on them. Backwards hat. or enough dippity-doo stronghold to take down a wall, basically just acted as a helmet on the top of your head. You remember those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Give us an idea. Were you more Stifler or were you more Oz from American Pie? Because I can't really decide.
I like to think I was more of a Stifler, but probably more of an Oz. No, I think I was more of a Stifler for sure. Just, you know, walking the halls in your game jersey on game day. I played on the high school hockey and lacrosse team, so anytime there was a game, I had my cape on because it was just so big. Walking the halls like I... nothing smelt on me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Had the iPod Classic in the back pocket, nothing but Linkin Park, Blink 182, and Lil Wayne. Like, that's what the mid-2000s jock face I feel like
was. Do you feel like that's when you peaked?
Oh, buddy, I'm always reinventing myself.
Attaboy. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Attaboy. But no, high school was fun. I'll tell you that right now. High school was a lot of fun.
Juggalos, like that was a phase, right? We were in a town of less than 10,000 people, so there wasn't a big Juggalo scene. In fact, we had no Juggalos until the 9th or 10th grade. I can't remember, but I do remember the Juggalo that moved to town, and I don't think I've ever seen a fish more out of water. I think he was looking around going, oh, there's no other ICP fans, hey? There's nobody else yelling whoop, whoop with me here in the hallways? Guy had the jerseys. Guy had the haircut. Guy had the bling around the neck. Juggalo is a phase.
I'm asking an honest question. Has a Juggalo, you think, ever brushed their teeth?
What do you mean, like all time?
Or do they just like let the Coke just sit on their teeth as they chug from the bottle?
I don't want that Juggalo smoke, so I'm not answering that question.
Whoop, whoop. Another phase that a lot of you might have gone through, and I'm looking at your way here, JD, the skater but can't actually skate phase.
Oh, I'll put my hand up. Yeah, I did that.
You know, you wore like the DC or Etney shoes that were so big, they looked like loaves of bread, just kind of like falling apart on your feet, like those kind of shoes.
First job I ever got, Rocky Co-op, first thing I ever bought was a big, 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 big pair of skate shoes.
Had a skateboard but never actually skateboarded. Obsessed with BAM and everything to do with BAM Margera.
Knew every square inch of Viva La BAM. Didn't want to touch a skateboard, though. I might have gotten hurt.
Like Jackass, CKY, 96 Quiet Bitter Beings on the MySpace page. Like walking by a staircase. Yeah, I'm totally going to ollie that set later. Never actually ollied that set later.
Sure.
Those skater kids, though, they were cool. Like you couldn't phase them no matter what.
One more phase I'd like to shout out if I could, and that's the academic phase. Although I sense for the academics it wasn't a phase, like they're still probably way smarter than the rest of us. But I do remember a small gaggle of really, really smart people that would just, I mean, they would only cohabitate with one another, and they seemed to just be smarter than the rest of us. They knew it. They were in quiet competition with one another to see who could become valedictorian. There could be only one, just like Highlander. And while those people are probably way more successful than us now, I would assume.
I always had a crumpled up math test in my backpack with a 53% on it. And anytime there was test time, I would find those academics and try to buddy up to them.
Those people, by the way, the academics, are now like probably running countries and curing diseases. I would say good morning to them, but they don't listen to us.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD.
CJ Mornings!
CJ 92 rocks.
All of that to ask, what phase did you go through in high school? Asking for corn tickets over at 92992.
It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Introducing the Virgin Plus Value Menu. Dig in to some piping hot phone plans. Ooh, starting from $34 per month. Enjoy delicious discounts on food, fashion, and more with member benefits. Supersize your data and savor delectable content. Indulge in lots of data starting from $34 per month when you bring...
Our hospitals are magnets attracting the best. It was called the Alberta Advantage. What happened? Rising inflation, underfunding, not enough staff, decisions that put patient care at risk. Now, the same people who created this mess see they'll fix it with more government agencies and bureaucrats. Do they understand this is about supply and demand? It's about the market. A message from United Nurses of Alberta. Visit neednurses.ca.
Mike Rowe here with a quick question. Have you noticed mold, mildew, bowing walls, or water in your basement? I hope not, but if you have, your basement is losing the war against groundwater. That's where Groundworks comes in. They can honestly assess your situation and create a plan to waterproof your basement and stabilize your walls. Schedule your free inspection at groundworks.ca/row. And while you're there, check out my latest dirty job. It's a good one. Licensed where work is performed. See website for details.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks. Whoa, what is happening?
What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Visit a Bell.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks. Whoa, what is happening? What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/spring for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Calgary-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
Here we go, boys.
The Trades, the Crave number one Canadian series of 2024, is back with an all-new season.
You have my attention?
Critics agree. The Trades is a love letter to Canada's blue-collar workers.
Double overtime for the boys!
A warm-hearted throwback that assembles a who's who of hoserdom.
Cheers to that.
With a stacked Canadian cast, audiences are going to see it and love it.
Fire it up!
The Trades, new season, stream now, only.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks. Whoa, what is happening? What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/spring for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
A 19-year-old girl was kidnapped. I'm going to bring her home.
Jason Statham is a working man.
Where's the girl?
Your cop?
You wish I was a cop.
From the director of The Beekeeper.
This is you have a traffic in.
You do this, you better go full on.
Is that a grenade?
Yep.
You ain't a cop. You're a working man.
That's right. Time to get to work.
A working man. Now playing only in theaters.
Hey, buddy, got lunch plans?
Well, I usually...
Nope. Today you go Mojo Mode at Subway.
Mojo Mode?
Eat bold with Subway's new Mojo sauce on a 6-inch turkey or ham sub for just $4.99.
Okay, but I usually...
Forget that. Mojo is smoky, spicy, $4.99. Today's lunch is not the usual.
Hey, I'm already feeling Mojo!
Only at Subway. At participating stores. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires April 13th, 2025.
It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Or up and then stop it, cause I'm in my prime. Born in the
Where you wanna go, who you wanna be, or what you wanna do, just come with me. I saw that and I saw the fountains. You and me, girl, sitting in the Swiss mountains. Me, oh my, oh me and I, oh, freer than a bird, cause we're rocking Ohio. Around the world, I feel dutiful. Take a wife, cause life is beautiful.
It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
I got the devil on my shoulder.
It's Jesse and JD's weekend shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Want some corn tickets? Just tell us what phase you went through in high school. We don't ask for no reason. We ask because corn was a phase, right?
Yeah, I feel like you could tell which kids in your high school listen to Korn. Mm. They were usually in a big black graphic tee, baggy jeans, hacky sack, long hair, smoking cigarettes at the pit.
The only people I knew that that had dreadlocks at that age. You can tell us what phase you went through at 929292, and you're in the draw like Blaine.
Well, it was a cowboy phase there for a bit.
Just wrangling the chicks, eh?
Well, I had to. That was the only reason that she moved away. So I went back to snowboarding.
So, sorry, you just like woke up one day and you're like, I'm a cowboy now.
Well, no. Well, I'm a farmer. Originally from Saskatchewan. And then I did. I was always a snowboarder, but I lived in Strathmore. So I didn't really fit in. So I thought cowboy and try to get the one girl, but she moved away.
So what were you doing? Wearing like cowboy boots, the Levi's, tucked in shirt, belt buckle, hat, riding a horse to school or what?
Well, except for the horse. I tried that. They didn't like that too much.
We had a kid in cowboy face who rubbed my bus, and it was cowboy boots literally every day. But I don't know how you possibly would have segued to snowboarder after that. Like, you probably had to throw away all your clothes, right? Like, there's no crossover.
Oh, no. I sort of was half and half after that.
Half and half?
Yeah. Still wearing some of the plaid shirts, and then after still the skater shoes, snowboard shoes.
It was your confused phase, hey?
Right? Yeah. We all had that.
We were all confused in high school with our attire, eh?
Still am, to be honest. We got one here at 929292. Jesse, JD, I was the Jehovah Witness kid that had to stand outside for the anthem and wasn't allowed to play sports. Tough.
Here, let me make you feel at home for just a quick sec. Just a couple knocks on the door for you.
I had never met a Jehovah Witness until my high school job, actually. And then I met a couple of brothers who worked with us at the Rocky Co-op. And I remember when I found out they didn't celebrate Christmas. It just blew my mind all over the produce aisle.
Were you too rural to have them knocking on the door every 4 minutes?
Oh, yeah. No, we had no visitors. We lived in the country.
We didn't even lock our doors back like in the 90s and 2000s. I remember them opening the door. Hello? Is anybody here? Have a second? Beat it, buddy.
Tell us what phase you went through in high school, and you could win yourself some corn tickets this morning over at 929292. Kirk, you're up.
Those, you remember those No Fear t-shirts from back around the mid-90s? I think I probably had about 5 or 6 of them, like everyone was wearing them the high school I went to.
How could you forget the No Fear t-shirt?
Iconic, dude.
Well, scared of everything. Scared of being late, scared of not doing your homework, scared of what your mom and dad would say if you didn't come in at the right time. Yeah. We were scared of everything wearing No Fear t-shirts.
Even if a girl, like, breathes in your general direction, scared of that.
Yeah.
But No Fear.
We were projecting for sure.
Exactly, yeah. Let's add all those different slogans, like, say, Balls, a.k.a. Cojones, you should have several. Mainly brass steel or something like that. I remember that's one of mine.
If you can't win, don't play. No fear.
Do you guys remember the Radically Canadian CFL t-shirts?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
CFL doesn't exist in Ontario.
The CFL went through this weird, like, almost No Fear-esque era where they tried to just add a whole bunch of attitude to their branding. So you'd get a shirt that would say Radically Canadian on the front, and on the back it would go, our balls are bigger.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks. CJAY-FM, Calgary, and iHeartRadio station. CJ92 rocks.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. This is my last resort. Cut my life into pieces. I reach my left resort, suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Do you even care if I die bleeding? Would it be wrong, would it be right? It was on my life tonight. Chances are that I might. Mutilation out of sight. And I'm contemplating suicide. We'll be right back.
Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92.
We want to give you some corn tickets. We just need to know what phase you went through in high school, because that was a phase, right?
Yeah, going through a corn phase in high school was definitely a thing. Corn coming to Calgary on Sunday, September the 28th. Tickets officially go on sale this Friday. And I know a lot of Calgary is excited. You should see the buzz online that corn is coming back to our city.
The elder goths just can't wait. Britt, why don't you go first? What phase did you go through in high school?
Oh, I went through the whole emo metal phase back when the big hair and the different colored eyeshadows were really cool.
Treating your face like a paint by numbers with the makeup in high school, eh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Did you have the snake bites?
Oh, I was just thinking that.
No, I wasn't allowed to get piercings, actually. So
remember the emo piercing, too? That was like right between the eyes, like the top of the nose?
Yeah, they put
the little bar there?
Sure.
What was going on?
Bridge.
Oh, is that what we called that? We called that a bridge?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I dated an emo goth for about a week when I got out of high school. She had a mohawk. Yeah. She drank Everclear exclusively. It was the most terrifying week of my life.
Awesome.
Live to tell about it, though.
You don't really see any emos over the age of, like, 30.
I saw a few in Evanescence.
Really?
Yeah, who apparently didn't think it was a phase. Like, just kept riding that wave.
Were they emo, you think, just for the night? Or are they emo in their personal life?
Hard to tell. They might manage a hot topic. It's hard to say.
That's true.
Text here at 929292 says, Jesse, JD, I was the Jehovah's Witness kid that had to stand outside for the anthem and wasn't allowed to play sports. It was rough.
Let's make her feel at home for just a quick sec. Hello? Hello?
I remember meeting the first two Jehovah's Witness kids I ever met. I worked with them at the co-op, and I remember them telling me that they didn't recognize Christmas. I was like, this is... just blew my mind all over the produce section.
Did you get the door knockers in rural Alberta growing up in Rocky?
No, we didn't get any visitors at all, unfortunately. We were that far out in the sticks.
I felt like I knew them by name every other day. Hey, you want to come join us? No, thank you.
You can tell us what phase you went through in high school over at 929292. Maybe it gets you some corn tickets. Sean, you go next.
Late 80s, early 90s, where me and three of my friends decided to start a rap band.
Fun.
And it was, you know, four extremely white kids wearing MC Hammer pants and making medallions from the local fabric store. And the worst part was I got a flat top and shaved base in the back of my head. And my father said, why do you have a fish shaved into your head?
For Jesus, Dad.
It's not a phase, Dad, and it's base, not bass.
Exactly. So it was a very weird phase in my life. And luckily I dropped it at graduation, but it was something, let me tell you.
You probably felt committed to the bit, hey? Like, you have to wait for grad to drop a phase like that. You commit yourself hard to being the next great rap thing coming out of somewhere in small town Alberta. Like, a guy can't just show up at school the next day and go, I'm a metalhead now. Like, you kind of had to wait to graduate and then rebrand from there, I suppose.
And 100% did. Then began listening to Korn and Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson and got right into the good stuff. And it was a phase. And, you know, my name was MC Mickey Mick. My buddy was DJ Sharky, DJ Wood, and we were a bunch of morons, let me tell you.
What happened to DJ Sharky and DJ Wood? Where are they now?
DJ Wood is actually a huge DJ in Vancouver now. He's doing really well for himself.
Worked out. Chase your dreams.
And DJ Marky Mark, he is now working in the film industry in Vancouver. So we kind of all branched out, and I'm still here in Alberta.
Now, back in those days, I imagine like MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice, they were getting all the ladies. How was your rap group with the girls?
Zero.
Appreciate your candor.
Absolute zero.
You're going to Korn.
Oh, man, that's amazing. I've loved those guys forever.
Promise not to rap beforehand, okay?
I will make sure I just do what Jonathan Davis does and do his blah, 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 but that's it.
Hey, give it to us, man. You were in a rap group before. I feel like you're allowed to do it.
Yeah, you're equipped.
Yo, not right now. No, I've talked to my agent first.
It's like a freestyle for just anybody. I have to call DJ Sharky for that.
Exactly. CJ rocks.
The CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks.
Whoa, what is happening?
What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/spring for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Fire it up!
From the producers of Trailer Park Boys, The Trades is back.
The guy they hired instead of you
is making everybody's lives a living hell.
Get ready for a hilarious new season of the Canadian Crave original hit.
All you union potatoes are very replaceable.
They've got a tough job.
You're a disgrace to all foremen. You've ruined this place. But
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Ooh, hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared. Ah!
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Hey, Calgary! Alberta's greatest hot rod show is back! The Auto Value Parts Store's
World of the Wheels!
Presented by Heighton Auto Restoration!
March 28th through 30th at the BMO Center!
See hundreds of the hottest cars, trucks, and motorcycles!
Catch traditional rods, customs, and bobbers in Vintage Alley!
Presented by Hotel Blackfoot!
Check out the factory stock at the Muscle Car Shootout!
Presented by Classic Performance!
Plus modernized muscle at the Resto Mod Challenge!
See the Forever Two Wheels Special Motorcycle Section!
Presented by CHD Customs!
Watch Calgary most promising mechanics in Zeeb's Battle of the Techs engine building competition,
presented by Legacy Speed and Body,
on the Bolt Supply House celebrity stage all weekend long. Meet the Rust Brothers from TV's Rust Valley Restorers. Sunday, meet Dee Snider from Twisted Sister,
and don't miss the Pinup Girl and Greaser Boy contest,
presented by True North Pinup Magazine.
World of Wheels
this weekend at the BMO Center. Discount tickets at Auto Value Parts Store,
part of the Summit Racing Equipment Show Car Series.
See worldofwheels.com for more info.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks. Whoa, what is happening? What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/spring for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
On April 13th, HBO's biggest series returns, and it's only on Crave.
If you just keep going, you find something new to fight for.
The Last of Us, starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey.
There's no halfway with this.
Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking and masterfully tense.
What did you do?
I saved her.
The Last of Us, new season April 13th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Coming up this season on the Great Canadian Road Trip, drivers in their Toyotas go further than ever, facing everything the Great White North throws their way, fueled by snacks, pit stops, and questionable playlists. But before they embark on this epic journey, a friendly reminder chimes in. It's time for expert service at your local Toyota dealer. One easy stop for oil changes, brake checks, and tire prices that beat competitors by 5%. Book your appointment today. It's going to be a wild ride.
The government says big business will fix our health care, but it's already making it worse. Public dollars should go to public services, not private pockets. For-profit health care isn't a solution. It's a problem. Together, we can make it better here. A message from United Nurses of Alberta. Learn more at neednurses.ca. That website is neednurses.ca.
The best new rock.
The warning. Hell you call a dream.
CJ 92 rocks.
Give me 7
CJ rocks the warning. Hell, you call a dream. Hey, good morning. It's Small Town Tyler. I mean, this is hell for somebody. It's a dream for other people. Everybody that wanted to take their vehicles out, all their hot rods, the classic cars, all the motorcycles, this is hell for them. Everybody that wanted to go skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiling, this is a dream that you guys are getting more snow. I don't know who ordered this, but it wasn't me.